This is your daily Bloomberg ETF podcast with Bloomberg's Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for December 21st. The willingness of millennials to embrace ETFs is striking. That's a word from Heather Fisher, Vice President of ETF Platform Management at Charles Schwab. She says the results of Schwab's latest ETF investor survey highlight millennials' reliance on ETFs as an investing tool.
For example, we asked, do you see ETFs becoming the primary investment type of the future for your portfolio? And it was a great number for overall individual investors. 28% said yes. It's a phenomenal number for millennials. 60% said yes to that question. So really, absolutely looking to double down on their ETF investments. Basically, any stat that we see in the overall study, any question that we ask is simply dialed up a notch or two for millennials. You can add an exclamation point to the end of the sentence when you ask the millennials the question.
Millennials who take part in the ETF Global Portfolio Challenge are a good example. Michelle Gu at the University of Chicago took first place in this spring's challenge with a 153% return. She explains why she likes ETFs.
Sometimes you cannot have this kind of direct exposure to commodities unless you're trading futures or options, and sometimes people don't have this kind of knowledge to trade these things. And the second benefit, I think, is that ETFs allow you to do leverage, and you don't have to do leverage, like borrowing money to do leverage exposure, but can use smaller amount of money and to have this kind of three times exposure to the things you want.
Gu adds a lesson she learned about ETFs during the portfolio challenge will last a lifetime. Bao Chao Bui of California State University Fullerton took fourth place with this portfolio.
Depending on the time during that period, I chose, there was crude oil, inverse crude oil, there was gold, silver, and a few countries like Russia, ETF, and Brazil.
iShares Fisher says millennials have a high level of familiarity with ETFs.
A lot of them are fairly new to investing, and for them, ETFs have been there from the start. Since day one of their investing life, or their investing career, if you will, there's definitely a comfort level there that perhaps wasn't there with generations where when they started investing, ETFs didn't even exist or were very, very or relatively new. So that familiarity piece is certainly a factor. And I think the cost and transparency piece is also a factor as well. I think millennials perhaps are very accustomed to, if not expecting, transparency in terms of what they pay, what they get.
Fisher adds there's a wealth of information available about ETFs. She says the ability to understand how ETFs work and their costs is also a strong factor for millennials. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery.